Episode 1, what I like about being an entrepreneur and why this lifestyle works for me. I'm Vanessa, the Crafty Gemini, and the host of the Crafty Gemini YouTube channel. Join me as I share bits of my life as a mom and crafty entrepreneur while living on a busy homestead and making all the things. So when it comes to entrepreneurship, I think the things I like about being an entrepreneur and running my own business and coming up with new fresh business ideas goes hand in hand with why this lifestyle works for me. I think some would consider it not a very stable lifestyle, right? Depending, especially kind of at the beginning when you're starting off your business and you're trying to figure out the correct path or what will work, what won't work. How to scale your business, how to grow it. All those times are very scary for some. For me, because I love change and I like a challenge, is actually probably one of my favorite parts of running my own business. I find myself constantly throughout the week looking at things, being inspired by things and wondering, man, if I didn't already have a business, I would start a business in this, or this is such a great idea. Somebody should do this as a business, you know? So I find myself constantly thinking in that way as I think a natural entrepreneur. So some of the things that I enjoy about being an entrepreneur and business owner are that it allows for so much change. Now, I am someone who loves change. I do not like the same old, same old. I do not like repeating myself. I do not like doing the exact same things over and over again, which is kind of how our business started. If you could recall or you have listened to episode 0, you may remember that I started off teaching classes and I very quickly was bored. I did not want to teach the same class over and over again, let alone make the exact same project over and over again. And so because I love change and I constantly love to jump from one thing to the other, to another interest, it's just the way that I am. And it's what keeps me motivated, inspired, and excited for the next big thing. And so obviously being an entrepreneur, especially this day and age where with the internet, there's so many more things that we can do than we could 20 or 30 years ago. So for me, it's a constantly changing environment. I'm not sure where I'm going with this business yet. I'm not following a set career path, right? You're kind of making it up as you go. And so I love that about it. It also allows me the flexibility to really weather any type of storm. Because this is the way that my family and I make a living, and I have that flexibility because I run the business, right? I'm not set in one specific exact path. I can flip the whole script tomorrow if I wanted to. And so I think this is a good example of why this type of a lifestyle especially works for some of us in 2020. So many things have changed this year. And in the crafting industry, I think so many business owners, brick and mortar store owners, traveling teachers, so many of us that didn't normally work online as much, maybe, say like online video, some people teach more in person. And this year they found themselves having to absolutely pivot and adapt to the new and changing environment. And so for me, everything was pretty much the same old when it came to the online part of the business. We do have a brick and mortar store that has been closed since March, so that's been tough. But with the online part of things, we were already pretty much set up for this type of a situation, right? Encouraging people and customers to work from home with their projects, signing up for online video courses that they can stream and watch at any time. These are the kinds of things that I have already been implementing in my business for years now. So on that end, things worked out for us. In other parts of the business, you know, we also had to pivot and adapt. And so we were able to do that because we are a small team. And the owners of this business are my husband and I, and we work in-house. So any day, you know, any time of the day, I can set up a business meeting. I would do a business meeting at 10 o'clock at night. My husband would not like that. He's very much is better about separating personal and business than I am, my mind is constantly reeling with ideas and things to do. But I do schedule business meetings and we can, you know, make any changes that we need to from one second to the next. So I love that. It also allows us the freedom, right? I'll give an example of 3 years ago now, we took a month off and we took the kids and we left to Costa Rica for a month. We rented a tiny house in the rainforest in rural west, kind of southwest coast, or excuse me, southeast coast of Costa Rica. And we lived out there in the rainforest for 30 days. We were outside washing our clothes by hand. When you look up, you would see sloths and monkeys and all kinds of weird tropical animals that we kept having to ask the Airbnb hosts what these critters were. We got to see the rainforest, got to walk on the black sand beaches, walking everywhere, catching the local buses. And I put my kids in a one-room schoolhouse where they spoke Spanish. And I was like, here you go. Your first introduction to school. Here it is in the middle of a rainforest. So my kids are homeschooled, by the way, unschooled, for anybody out there wondering what I'm talking about. But it was just a different experience. It allowed us to unplug in some ways, slow down, be in a different country, experience different sights, different smells, different foods. And running my own business, and especially an online business like this, allows us the freedom to do something like that, which I think, as a child of an airline employee, who we didn't have much money growing up, but I was able to travel the world because my mother worked for American Airlines. And so I kind of got to see both sides of things. My friends that weren't afforded the same opportunities, I was able to really take advantage of seeing the world, opening my eyes. And I think traveling is probably one of the best teachers. And so that's definitely something that I've always wanted to do with my kids and my family. And thankfully, my husband was on board with that. So that's, you know, that's just one example of a big trip like that, that we can just take off from the US and spend a month somewhere else, right? Now, another part of being an entrepreneur, not so much that I like, but it's just how I am or how I've always been, is that growing up, I didn't do very well with authority, meaning I don't like people telling me what to do, whether you're a teacher or a principal. I don't do well with people telling me what to do, especially if they're coming at me in kind of a negative or aggressive fashion. I just don't do well with that. So as you can imagine, as a child, I had a lot of referrals for conduct, my misconduct, not being quiet when the teachers told me to be quiet. And of course, in high school then, for defiance of authority, which is funny because I'm so mild these days. But my friends growing up definitely knew how I was back in those days. Now, when I was in high school, this was my senior year, I remember being called to one of the counselor's offices, and she sat me down and told me, hey, just giving you a heads up, you know, you have 9 referrals for defiance of authority, all of them. And when you get 10, you get kicked out of this school. So she says, just keep an eye on it. You know, be careful. You're a senior. Just don't get 10. And she says, if you do get 10, we're going to have to kick you out and send you to an alternative school. And I was kind of fresh in those days. And I remember telling her to her face and I told her, I dare you. I dare you to kick me out of this school. I had a 4.4 GPA. Honor graduate. I was just like, just for my conduct, lady, I have bomb grades. Like, no way you're kicking me out of here. And so needless to say, that year I received my 10th and my 11th referral before graduating high school, but they never did kick me out. But that's just to tell you a little bit of, I just was very strong-willed. I just didn't do good with teachers talking down to me, talking to me any which way they wanted to. I don't know. Even if somebody told me to do something that I already wanted to do, simply for the fact that they told me to do it, I refused to do it. That's just how stubborn I was, y'all. And I'm laughing today. It's not really funny because I have one child out of the two that is exactly the same way. So the next several years should be interesting around here, at least. Now, another thing about entrepreneurship that I like and that works for me is family time. One of our main goals has always been to spend as much time together as possible. So that's kind of the background to one of the reasons why we homeschool slash unschool our kids. And I also wanted to have my husband home. My husband used to work a 9-to-5 job as an academic advisor at a local college. And about, what, almost 6 years ago now, we were able to retire him from that job with benefits and all that. You know, everybody thought we were crazy, but we were able to retire him so he could be home with me and the kids as well. So we run the business together and we have our kids home. And I will tell you now, my children are 11 and 9, and I would not change it for the world. I could not imagine going the majority of my days without seeing my kids, with them, you know, in school or somewhere else, and my husband at another job. I just feel like I would be missing so much time, or so much together time, that we are afforded right now because of the career path and lifestyle that we chose. So having more family time, especially say 2020, I know a lot of my friends really struggled this year having their spouses home or their partners home and their kids. And for us, it was like, this is every day. We're home, we have the kids, and my husband and I are home. So in that sense, it all worked out. It was kind of our goal from the beginning was to be able to grow the business to where my husband could leave his job. And so he did. And so I'm very, very thankful for that. That's another reason that we can just up and leave and, you know, take trips if we want to, all of us together, without having to take into account specific work or school schedules. So it absolutely, for me, is the way that I would have it. I could not really imagine my family functioning any other way. And another part of entrepreneurship, and I'll talk a little bit more. I know some of y'all like my stories. I'll share some more stories here with you. Is the part of revenue streams and sales. So entrepreneurship for me is like, how can I cash in on this random idea that I have today that I'm just creating out of the nothing? You know, there's no set numbers. There's no guidelines for me to follow because I'm both designing and inventing the product and the course that I'm thinking of selling, right? And so a little bit of background on me is I've always been really good at sales. My first job when I was 14 years old was in telemarketing. Surprise! Running my mouth and selling stuff to people. That was my first job at age 14. And I remember, so the job was, it's kind of wild to think about. So many years have passed since then. But we sold magazine subscription renewals in 3 and 5 year chunks. So we would have these lists with people's names, addresses, and phone numbers, and the magazines that they subscribed to. They were sorted by magazine. So like if you knew, you know, you wanted to call Men today or something, you'd go through the list and find all the guys and see, like, somebody next to you would tell you, hey, Truck and Driver selling really good this week or something. So we'd grab those and people would fight over sheets of like, this is a good sheet, you know, like if we really knew that people were going to sign up for the subscriptions. But there were all kinds of magazines. And we would call them up and talk to them and tell them, hey, are you enjoying the magazine? We had a little script we had to follow, but they did allow us to kind of veer a little bit off of the script. And still, the point was to get them to renew for either 3 years or 5 years and to get it on a card, like put it on a credit card right then. We didn't take the credit card numbers. There were like two managers that you'd have to give them the sheet and then they would call them back and secure the sale, right? Well, this job was, the way that you kept your job was based on your average sales. So you couldn't just work there for weeks and weeks and say, oh, I can't get any sales. So when you first get hired, they give you a 3-day probationary period. And the average, you had to average 3 sales per day at the end of those 3 days. And so they were always hiring, as you can imagine, because not everybody can deal with that type of a job or do well or excel at it. And so in school, my friends would always ask, man, how are you making this money? Are they hiring at your job? And I'm like, yeah, they hire every day. Come by. And so many of my friends would go there for jobs and they'd pick a little desk right next to me. And I'd be like, let me show you the ropes. And then 20, 30 minutes into our shift, the boss would come by and she would say, Here's a tip. If you're planning on having any chance of keeping this job, I suggest that you get up and move from Vanessa. I don't know how she does it. She makes her sales, but she does not stop running her mouth. So unless you want to lose your job, I suggest you move, because there's no way that if you're talking to her all day, basically, you're going to be able to make these sales. And nobody would last. And I remember being so confused, like, why is this so hard for y'all? And I really don't know what it is. It's just, I don't know, the way I talk to people or how I was talking to, I don't know what it is. But I did super well in that job. It was a little part-time job I had, and I would bank. And whenever they would put up on a board and say, whoever has 6 sales tonight gets a $100 cash bonus. Oh, that's all you got to tell me is give me an extra challenge, and here's the prize that you're going to get. I live for those type of moments, and I feel like running my own business is that on a bigger scale. It literally is someone saying, your work, your effort, and your work ethic is going to be directly related to the amount of money that you are going to make. There is nothing more motivating in the world for me. That right there is what I live for. And I talk to my friends sometimes, and they just are like, no way. It's too much anxiety. I'd be so nervous. What if I don't get my sales? And I don't look at it that way at all. And so this is why I can see that being an entrepreneur and the risks involved, right? It's risky. You never know. I mean, you kind of know how things are going to go if you know your audience, if you've been doing it for a while, you can kind of get an idea. But when something flops, sometimes, you know, we think that it's going to be amazing and it flops. Or sometimes it's the opposite, which I find that I tend to do for myself, both academically, like in grades, in college, in law school. I would almost prepare myself for the worst grade possible so that when I got a better grade than I anticipated, I would be excited instead of let down, if that makes sense. And that's oftentimes how I work, even in business. I will do all the work that is necessary, but it's almost like mentally, I don't like to be let down. So I prepare myself for the letdown, even though deep inside, I know I'm not going to be let down because I put in the work. So it's just one of these mental games that we play with ourselves. But again, going back to sales, I do feel like having my effort, because I know I'm going to give it 150% every time, knowing that that over and beyond effort is going to be directly compensated. I love that. I just do well with that. I do a lot better in these types of sales and commission-based scenarios than I do in something that just, you know, work these hours and you're going to get this set pay. It's almost like when I'm in those work environments, it's like, I want to work more. I want to do more to make more. And if I'm stuck in a situation where that is not possible, I want out. Absolutely. So a little bit of background there on just how I work, how I've been, and how it kind of led me here. You know, although I have a law degree, I went to school, I've done, you know, several different professional jobs and stuff. This is just where I'm the most happy. Allows me so much flexibility, family time, freedom. And, you know, if I need to take a month or two off and I'm okay making less money, then so be it. But when I'm feeling super excited, pumped, and ready to crank out a bunch of projects, I know that I will be compensated accordingly, right? When the time comes. And so I'm always looking forward to that, always looking forward to working harder and taking on any new challenge. Okay, so that's just a little bit about entrepreneurship. If anybody can relate to some of these things, let me know. Let me know, you know, give this podcast a review if you're enjoying it. I will be showing up with more podcasts for you. If you enjoy the story bits that I share, let me know that too, because that's great feedback. I know I've been getting some of that already, so I appreciate your feedback on that. And I'll be back. I won't always be talking about business and mindset and stuff, but I think for the first episode, it was a little bit better for me to kind of lay the foundation a little bit more of how I came to be in this business and what it is about it that it works. Maybe then future podcasts will make more sense to some of you as you get to know me through these podcasts. So thanks for listening and tuning in. Go ahead and subscribe so you can be notified of the next podcast episode, and I'll chat with you then.